a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
The South Dakota Senate will now come to order. And leading us in prayer today is Chaplain Reverend Howard Grenager, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance, led by our Senate page, Jacqueline Jeffer. I ask, as we pray, to keep Governor Janklow and his family, and I know that Howard will probably talk about that, in our prayers.
Let us pray. Holy God, as we come to the beginning of this legislative session, we come with grateful hearts. We are thankful for the gift of life and for the ways in which you fill our lives with your love and care through gifts of family, friends, and community. We thank you for this nation in which we have lived that has been built upon the gift of freedom and our ability to form our governments. And we give you thanks for the sacrifice of the men and women, both those in uniform and those who are civilians who have gone before us and who have left us this wonderful gift. This day we also pray for Governor Janklow. We pray that you would surround him with your love and care as he prepares to leave this life and prepares to move into your presence. Be with his family. Help them to sense your peace in the midst of all that is happening. Lord, as we begin this time together, we know that there will be many difficult issues with which we will have to deal. We know that what we do in this place touches the lives of the citizens of this, our state. Therefore, grant us listening hearts and minds as witnesses come before us and as we debate the issues with each other. Guide our conversations, and when it comes time for choosing, give us your gifts of courage and wisdom. On this day, when we will listen to a message from our Chief Justice, we ask that you would surround all who are part of the judiciary with your presence, that as they do the work for which they have been called, they through their actions might bring forth the gift of justice. Give to them your gift of wisdom as well. Finally, we ask that you help us sense your presence in the midst of all the tasks that we will be about in these coming days, that what we do in this place might bless our people and bring honor to your holy name. This we pray in the name of the one who has given us life. Amen.
Amen.
Secretary, please call the roll.
Adelstein, Begalka, Bradford, Brown, Beal, Cutler, Frericks, Frisley, Gray, Hansen, Haverly, Heineman, Holeen, Hunstead, Hunhoff, Johnston, Junkie, Krause, Krebs, Lederman, Maher, Nelson, Nostrup, Nygaard, Olson, Peters, Putnam, Rampelberg, Rave, Roden, Schleckaway, Sutton, Tiedemann, Teason, Valley. Quorum present, Mr. President.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. I need to, at this time, administer the oaths to an additional member of our page corps, an intern. Thank you. Approval of the journal.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the first day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Bob Gray, Chair.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Executive Communications.
Mr. President, members of the Senate, pursuant to the provisions of Article 4, Section 9 of the Constitution and subject to your consent, I'm honored to inform you that I have appointed Pamela Roberts, Hughes County, Pierce, South Dakota, to the position of the Secretary of Department of Labor and Regulation. This appointment was effective April 12, 2011. Sincerely, Dennis Dugard, Governor.
Now it's the referral of the appointment to the Committee on Commerce and Energy.
Mr. President, pursuant to provisions of Article 4, Section 9 of the Constitution and subject to your consent, I am honored to inform you that I have appointed Andy Gerlach, Hughes County, Pierce, South Dakota, to the position of Secretary of the Department of Revenue. This appointment was effective May 23, 2011.
Now it's the referral of the appointment of Andy Gerlach to Secretary of Revenue to the Committee on Taxation.
Mr. President, members of the Senate, pursuant to Article 4, Section 9 of the Constitution and subject to your consent, I'm honored to inform you that I've appointed Lori Gill, Hughes County, Pierce, South Dakota, to the position of Secretary of the Department of Human Services. The appointment is effective June 13, 2011.
Referral of the appointment to the Committee on Health and Human Services.
Mr. President, members of the Senate, pursuant to provisions of South Dakota Codified Law 33110 and 33110.1 and subject to your consent, I have the honor to inform you that I have appointed Jeffrey P. Marlette, Pennington County, Box Elder, South Dakota, as the Assistant Adjutant General, Army. This appointment is effective April 2, 2011.
Now it's the referral of the appointment to the Committee on State Affairs.
Mr. President, members of the Senate, pursuant to the provisions of Article 4, Section 9 of the Constitution and subject to your consent, I'm honored to inform you that I've appointed Melody Sharp, Perkins County, Meadow, South Dakota, to the position of Secretary of Department of Education. This appointment was effective April 9, 2011.
Now it's a referral of the appointment to the Committee on Education.
Mr. President, members of the Senate, pursuant to the provisions of Article 4, Section 9 of the Constitution and subject to your consent, I'm honored to inform you that I have appointed Matthew Michaels, Yankton County, Yankton, South Dakota, to the position of Interim Secretary of the Department of Veterans Affairs. This appointment was effective September 28, 2011.
President Pro Tem has referred the appointment to the Committee on State Affairs.
Mr. President, members of the Senate, pursuant to the provisions of Article 4, Section 9 of the Constitution and subject to your consent, I'm honored to inform you that I've appointed James Hagan, Hughes County, Pierce, South Dakota, to the position of Secretary of the Department of Tourism. This appointment was effective April 12, 2011.
Now it's a referral of the appointment of the Committee of State Affairs.
Mr. President, members of the Senate, pursuant to the provisions of Article 4, Section 9 of the Constitution and subject to your consent, I'm honored to inform you that I've appointed Leroy LaPlante, Clay County, Vermilion, South Dakota, to the position of Secretary of the Department of Tribal Relations. This appointment was effective April 12, 2011.
Now it's a referral of the appointment to the Committee on State Affairs.
Mr. President, members of the Senate, pursuant to the provisions of Article 4, Section 9 of the Constitution and subject to your consent, I'm honored to inform you that I've appointed Dennis Kaming, Davidson County, Mitchell, South Dakota, to the position of Secretary of the Department of Corrections. This appointment is effective May 9, 2011.
Thank you. I announce the referral of the appointment to the Committee on Judiciary. Reports of Joint Select.
Mr. President, your Joint Select Committee appointed to make arrangements for a memorial service for deceased former members of the South Dakota House and Senate respectfully reports, and the memorial resolution should be printed in the House and Senate journals. Roger Hunt, Dick Moser, Paul Dennett, Steve Hickey, House Committee, Michael Valley, Elizabeth Krause, Billy Sutton, Senate Committee. Mr. President, the Joint Select Committee appointed relative to securing chaplains for the 87th legislative session has reported, and was submitted by Roger Hunt, Nick Moser, Paul Dennett, House Committee, Larry Roden, Phyllis Heineman, and James Hunsett, Senate Committee. Mr. President, your Joint Select Committee appointed for the purpose of conferring with the Director of Legislative Research Council in regarding to making arrangements for the distribution of the official directory reports, and it was submitted by Jacqueline Sly, Charles Hoffman, Susie Blake, House Committee, Corey Brown, Tim Rave, James Hunstead, Senate Committee. Mr. President, your Joint Select Committee appointed for the purpose of fixing the compensation of the elective and appointive officers and employees of the House and Senate have reported. Val Rausch, David Luss, Bernie Hunhoff, House Committee, Bob Gray, Corey Brown, Jason Frerich, Senate Committee. And finally, Mr. President, your Joint Select Committee appointed to make arrangements for legislative days have reported. Hal Wick, Nick Moser, Peggy Gibson, House Committee, Bob Gray, Russell Olson, Jason Frerich, Senate Committee.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. There is no first readings, and consequently, next order of business is messages from the House. If there's no objection, we'll waive that reading as they'll be replicated and recorded in the journal. Any objection? Thank you. Hearing none. That's the order of business today. Any announcements? I know we're just getting rolling. Thank you. Senator Nelson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Commerce and Energy meeting tomorrow morning, 4:23 at 10 a.m. We have five bills already.
10 a.m. Further announcements. Senator Teason. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. Senate Judiciary Committee will meet tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. Thank you.
8 a.m. Judiciary. Senator Johnston.
Good afternoon. Senate Ed, tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. It'll be an informational meeting, presentations from the Board of Regents as well as the tech schools.
Senator Tiedemann.
Thank you, Mr. President. Members of the Senate, the Appropriations Committee, the Joint Committee, will be meeting at 8:25 tomorrow morning, and we'll be taking up the corrections budget. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Senator Frerichs, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Mr.
Like
President.
Your glasses.
Hey, thank you. I try to look a little smarter, but I don't know. We'll see how it works. Yeah. They actually are being used for good use. Just to drive and write, I kind of feel like I'm getting older, but no comment otherwise. But I would say there's an IBM presentation. Some folks that are from their main office out in New York are going to be here this afternoon, and whether it's myself or Senator Cutler or others, they do have some pretty neat stuff as far as detecting fraud and anything else, and so very worthwhile. But we are not certain on the room, so please listen to the other house and find out more of the details if they make that announcement over there. But it's this afternoon after things conclude with session. Thank you, Mr. President.
Very good. Anything else, Senator Cutler?
Thank you, Mr. President. I was just going to add that I've seen part of the presentation that will be given this afternoon earlier at an NCSL meeting, and I think you'd find it really, really very interesting concerning the options that are available in areas like analytics and some of the evaluative tools that IBM has developed for governments. So I think it's worth our time. Thank you.
Good. Thank you, ma'am. Any further announcements? Any further announcements? Hearing none, President will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved. Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. We are adjourned. Obviously, need to go for a joint session. Thank you.